Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Hope playing Tuluga.
Roger playing Arendir.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Surprise!
Hi!
Eric's back.
I'm back.
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
Let's peel back the curtain a little bit here. We, through a series of floods and sicknesses, have missed a bunch of weeks of recording, so we're really getting after it today, so Eric's going to be around for a couple of these.
Yay!
Yay! We love Eric.
Yeah.
Cosmo!
Boo!
Full of burritos and...
Yeah, we took a burrito break, and now let's talk about crabs.
You guys are being real weird about the crabs.
Oh, yeah, we're being weird about the crabs.
Yeah, you are.
Before we really get into it, the one thing that stood out to me that was really funny is that you were trying to, like, convince them with interior design. You were like, imagine that worm in your terrarium.
Yeah.
Just like an insane real estate agent. So funny.
If you help us hurt those bones, then you
they'll be your bones.
These could be your bones.
So the big question was, what is the disease? That's what I think everyone wants to know.
What is bonitis?
Okay, so white ghost shivers. A living creature that is injured or makes physical contact with a creature carrying the white ghost shivers must succeed on a DC 11 constitution saving throw at the end of the encounter to avoid becoming infected. Disease manifests itself after 24 hours, beginning with a mild chill, but increasingly getting more severe after a day, accompanied by a fever. Hallucinations are common, and the fright they incite lends the disease its name. At onset, the infected creature gains 2 levels of exhaustion.
Oh my god.
And cannot be removed until the disease is cured by lesser restoration, comparable magic, or rest. The infection creature makes another DC 11 con save at the end of each long rest. A successful save gets rid of it, basically. Basically, you have to get rid of it or
sleep it off.
It keeps coming over and over again.
It's not too bad.
If both levels
fuck
of
off. If 2 levels of exhaustion.
I thought you'd die.
There's more.
If both levels of exhaustion are removed by successful saving throws, the victim has recovered naturally. But 2 levels of exhaustion
means immunity.
You have disadvantage on all your attack rolls and all your ability checks.
Yeah.
It's not great.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Just don't
try to detract from that.
Oh, sorry. No, just don't touch the crabs.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch them.
That glass terrarium is going to protect us.
Yeah, because you're not psychotic enough to be like, oh, this is a good chance for me to fuck the players and have one touch us.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure
because they're cool with me.
No. Because because you think it's all
who's
cool.
Sleeping in the back? Me.
Yes, but that doesn't mean.
And me.
You didn't even do an insight check on them or anything. You just believed them.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't, like, inside check or nothing on him.
We didn't inside check you.
It was pretty obvious.
I think you did. You did do an inside check on
you're believing what the DM's telling you, even though in other aspects, when the DM tells you something, you're like, I don't know, that's suspicious. This is the one time because
you have a blind spot for crabs.
You have a blind spot for all animals, and he could screw you over with it.
Yeah, but I mean, what if we met an animal that we can't kill?
I'm not saying we can't kill them.
They'll be dead, but we'll be diseased.
Oh my god, it's just a disease.
It's just a little cancer.
Well, you'll get cured and then you'll have immunity. It's how that works.
I don't think that's
how that
works.
You get immunity to cancer after you get rid of it?
I think you guys are focusing so much on the disease, you're forgetting that now you guys just have like 3 annoying tenants. Like that, I think.
Oh, I don't give a shit about
worse.
The annoying part of
them. I mean,
them.
I'm the only one that can understand them, so they're only really going to be
pissing me.
Once
we fix the dune buggy, we can just like disconnect the trailer and take off in the night.
Leave the crabs behind.
Are they strong? Are their bone pincers strong enough to break that glass?
Yeah, it's bone and it's glass.
Yeah.
What is their HP in AC?
You will not know that unless you have to fight them.
What if I ask them?
They don't know, like, no, if I asked
what's your AC? Dude, how healthy are you?
Yeah. If I asked you what your AC was, you wouldn't know.
Probably like a 17.
You think you have a 17 AC?
Yeah.
As a human man wearing a shirt?
Yeah. Right, Ryan, as the one who operated with rocks coming out of his body, I think I do.
Okay. You maybe that gives you like a 12.
A 12.
Constitution.
Listen, we're commoners, all right? We're commoners. We've got 10. 10 across the board.
Wearing listen, a hoodie.
You gave your truck crabs. Okay. It's fine. Other things
happened. I got resistance to cold damage.
Cold damage. Other things happened in that episode besides the crabs.
Yeah. We did they? Yeah, they signed like a lease that they didn't read the fine print of.
I don't remember them signing a lease.
I do. What do you think my arm going around them was for?
So
that was them signing.
No, there was a paper on the other side that I got their
claw print on.
I'm going to need a slight hand check to see if that happened.
All right.
Let's make a canon.
I don't think they care about paperwork.
Like, they care enough to follow agreements.
They were just eating corpses and now they're in a yeah. legally binding
contract. What is it? Sleight of hand?
Should we do a whole episode of you guys taking the crabs to small claims court?
That's an 8.
Yeah. They haven't signed anything yet.
Yeah, they did.
They have a verbal.
Let's roll for it. 8. They didn't sign anything. Yeah, they did.
They have a verbal.
I was there.
There's a verbal agreement made with your crabs. And, you know, see how it goes.
We're going to have to kill the judge.
I can hit him from God knows how far away. So,
just a giant worm popped out, and no one cared.
Because apparently, a disease is scarier.
Yes, I can kill that thing.
Oh my God!
Just shoot the disease.
That's not how this works. If I could shoot the disease,
shots
I would.
Are gun god.
He's shooting syringes into everybody.
God, I need a medical gun now.
Syringe gun.
I do really love the idea of like how like if you're like a giant scary bone dragon and no one cares when you show up,
like, what the hell?
Am I not menacing enough? Like,
yeah. It popped out. We were all just like, 1 minute. Hold on.
We're dealing with some tenants.
Oh, we have a housing issue.
And like, they're pretty badass looking. And this actually, I don't think this would be a particularly hard fight for you guys. It was more of like,
oh, a dragon's not going to be a hard fight.
You guys are pretty strong. And this is one of those rare times where
I'm not healed.
Yeah.
Neither am I.
Yeah. This is
I'm healed enough.
You guys, I kind of took some resources away. So this is one of those fights where like you'd blow through it normally, but maybe it might be a little bit harder because you guys are taking some damage. But
because we have to watch our back for fucking disease crabs the whole time.
They're too busy decorating.
That's what they want you to think.
Oh my, you guys are paranoid.
Yes!
They're going to steal the dune buggy. I can feel it.
Crabs can't drive!
You don't know that!
Reggie couldn't drive unless there's something on the pedal.
There's three of them! They're three crabs in a trench coat!
Not three crabs in a trench coat!
They've been trying to get out of this desert this whole time!
And they just needed some wheels!
They also hilariously have a hive mind, so they know the thoughts of every other bone crab within 100 feet.
Oh my God.
So potentially I have a whole army of bone crabs that are cool with me, guys.
That's not how this works.
Not happening.
We're going to be fighting the dragon and the doom buggy's going to peel out of the back of the thing.
You forget that the doom buggy's
going to be like, what's going on?
The doom buggy's beat the shit.
It still runs.
Yeah, they don't care. They're going to bring it over to Petch.
Like they know him. They speak crab. I'm the only one that can talk to them.
You don't know what he can do.
You haven't met Petch yet.
Is Petch a giant crab?
No, but he might have the same ability as you. He might be able to talk to everybody.
What woods?
Petch is a Circle of the Land desert druid, so he can speak to crabs.
There you go.
He's not going to. Because
maybe they
crabs
work for him. All right.
How did this become such a big part of the campaign?
Because I think the crabs are going to steal the buggy.
Because he needs every animal.
We need to sort this out now. So there's a precedent for later.
Yeah, God forbid I don't want this to
be any other crab that shows up. As soon as you said crab,
admit you have a soft spot
just like,
for crabs.
Damn it.
I mean, they're cool.
A soft shell, if you will.
I didn't say they weren't cool.
You see these guys? They're badass.
They're diseased little freaks.
So is every animal before it shots.
Plague rat cute?
Right? I mean, a little bit.
You're the reason the bubonic plague happened. Some dude was like, he's not that bad. It's a rat. I'm going to kiss his rat. And then there you go. You got a bubonic plague.
You guys, I feel like, are way too hostile to these new tenants. You told us they're
we
diseased.
Don't know what's going on. You're literally just saying,
I'm
like,
translating
we
everything.
Have these diseased crabs.
But
now.
You did no insight check. You don't know if they're good or bad.
They're you neutral just, to me. What do you mean?
They're just neutral.
They eat.
They're neutral eat our to skulls well, right, in well, our sleep. On.
Everything eats corpses. Let's not go there. I guess you got
I'm gonna have
they
to stay
weren't
up.
Cooking
I,
them.
I'm going to go into an elf trance every night just to make sure that they don't escape.
I mean, you have to go into elf trance anyways.
He would probably like to get some actual sleep at some point.
He's an elf. He doesn't sleep.
I don't need
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, they trance. So
they trance anyways. Yeah. Okay. Don't try to say, oh, I can't sleep, I have to train. You're a freaking elf.
Entitled crab is just very funny.
For the person who actually knows how to drive, I'm not going to be doing a lot of driving.
All right. I mean, we all have to learn how to drive at some point. How else are we going to tie these buddies?
I did pretty good. So.
Yeah, you did fine. It's just a dex check. How hard can driving an 18-wheeler be, right?
The buggies can only be easier.
But hey. Once that thing's fixed up, I'm getting on that. I'm not going anywhere near these crabs. You coming with me?
Oh, I'm in the buggy.
It's weird.
You guys are weird.
I just love the idea of like a terrarium in the back of an 18-wheeler. It's so insane. Just a big...
How big are the crabs?
I mean, they're like the size of like a medium-sized dog.
Like so they're crab. Little?
Like coconut
yes,
crabs.
They are huge. Not,
yeah, like a coconut crab. Yeah,
oh,
perfect.
I assume
yeah.
they were like big-ass crabs.
I mean,
does that change your opinion?
No. They probably don't need 15 feet of the fucking trailer.
Well, it was promised to them, so...
Well, hold on. I just heard no size promised. You just assumed 15.
I feel like then after I said it was promised, you agreed with me, which then no. kind of like made it binding. So like,
yeah, you said half the back of the trailer.
No, Mark said half.
I said half.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, the crabs are going to take half the trailer.
No, that's what you think.
We're going to have to really listen to this audio.
The crabs are, again, they're entitled crabs.
Yes.
They're going
Trust
to just,
fund crabs.
They're going to keep just kind of crab. Chipping away to get as much as they can out of you guys because you've
they're gonna
promised them corpses.
Douchey Zen garden in the back.
It's
of
also them. Like, it's a funny situation because you guys have promised them corpses, but everyone you kill here turns into a coin. So where the hell are these corpses coming from?
Demons.
Demon
runes.
Corpses. Okay. All right.
Wait, all right. We can't give them demon corpses. Yeah. We're going to juice them into the bucket first, and then they can have what's left. They can have demon jerky.
Oh, yeah. Do I still have that ichor on my sword?
You do have an ichor if you want to wipe
it into
your
my
sword
bucket.
Down.
To, yeah, we're
gonna juice it into my bucket.
Get into the big slurp.
That big slurp.
Don't say that.
What, the big slurp or juice it into my bucket?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, that one's the one.
That's the audio bite. yeah, I just want to put it into the container.
The bucket.
The bucket, the big slurp.
The jug.
The big jug. Slurp.
Yeah. Juice my jug.
Not calling
Way
it that.
Way too many containers right now.
I'm really glad that we spent the almost entire episode here talking about crabs and not the fact that Theo was rolling disadvantage on death saves while his shadow almost took over his entire body.
I don't need
we
to
didn't
worry
talk about it. All I
we had multiple ways of getting him up.
I slapped him across the face and said the shadow man was trying to steal your body and then slipped away.
Yeah, fine.
That's fine. I mean, we should be worried about the shadow man, but we have much more pressing issues.
Yeah, like this tenant agreement you've kind of...
I was talking about the disease.
Oh, yeah.
None of us have the disease. It's not an issue. You don't even know what it does in game yet.
We just found out.
Yeah, it doesn't
you
sound
think
right.
Any disease is good?
Listen, of the only one of us that had a disease, I think this was
which
not
wasn't
that bad.
Good.
Yeah, but that one's called creeping death. This one's bonitis.
It's not bonitis.
No.
it's like shrieking ghost disease. It's something worse.
It's not great. White ghost shivers.
Between the two diseases I've had, that one's a lot better than the creeping death.
No. Neither are good.
White ghost shiver.
No.
Because the creeping death was going to turn you into an ooze.
That I was a mindless ooze.
Nah, we would have got you a mind.
Where? At Walmart?
Would have just assimilated.
No, what's his face? That we got the book from. That made his own little ooze.
Who couldn't be with it, like outside of 10 feet of the guy?
Well, you just have to stick by me.
The Alpha Ooze.
The Alpha Ooze.
No, that's Muguna. That's what you think.
Jesus. Also, just what actually happened at the end of this episode and why we did a good 20 minutes on crab talk was my computer restarted. And I figured, I don't want to do any rolling. I'm run just going to do crab bit until they trigger my scary sandworm. It was funny when you said sandworm. I was like, oh, it is actually called a sandworm. Like, you guessed it perfectly.
I really just wanted a bull skull for the front of the truck.
Yeah.
Just like right on the hood.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to like put it in your body so you had like the head of a bull.
No, I want like a
I figured you wanted it as the hood ornament for the truck. Like, yeah. Just...
And then when any, we get the patch, we'll trucker. We're going to get a fucking novelty horn. You know, something like that. Something fun.
It's going to be like one of those mega church trucks, like with Blee Blee's face on it.
Exactly.
I just, like Bender's pyramid. Dumb. Remember me.
My God.
I just, every episode of the show, I just have literally no idea what direction we're going to go in.
Well, you're the one that wanted 20 minutes of crab tennis.
Well, I mean, I didn't know how long it would take us getting back here.
You
and then you
fucking
guys
said crabs to Haru.
I know.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Listen, they're just a feature of the world. If you're in a desert, there's lots of bone stuff.
He's like
going
in
around,
such
right?
a monster hunter mind frame.
I know,
right
that's
now.
True.
Yeah, I'm going to dangle bone covered crab in front of him.
What kind of armor can I make out of him? I want to make a hunting horn.
A diseased
Ryan.
Armor.
Diseased armor. That actually sounds
what kind of bagpipes do these things make?
What?
Listen, if you want to break the lease and attack these crabs, I'm going to see you in court because that's insane. I mean,
won't make it to court.
Yeah, dead crabs tell no tales.
They're a hive mind, guys. You don't know what other crabs.
That's God. True. They are a hive mind. If you fuck with these crabs,
but can
okay?
Well, the other
but I have range out to 120 feet. I can see.
All right. Well, you'll see a lot of crabs,
and I'll shoot them all.
That's Christ. Too many crabs.
Do like a crab tsunami episode.
Oh my God.
It's the crab nami.
It's a terrifying visual.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I do have like a like bone wave stat block. That would be really fun for that. So if you guys want to anger the crabs.
Guys, I mean, you're thinking about this the wrong way.
Block? Listen,
I don't
all
think
we do
we're
is
the
we
one.
Have to malfunction the truck enough that they're like, we don't want to live here anymore. I'm like, well, you could always break the lease.
Harut fucked up. We're going to have to abandon the trailer.
Oh my God. These the crabs night. Are going to come in way at the end and going to give Krizik bone cancer.
Then you guys can just sit back and wait.
Yes.
Sit back just... and wait for hospice to show up. Like, what? All right, make them comfortable.
They're going to be the real heroes. There's going to be a whole wave of crabs coming for to support our army.
Jonas the Bonus.
Led by Jonas the Bonus.
Yeah, unless we get Thumpenstein like in court.
The Gospel of Jonas the Bonus and the
Bleeble
or whatever.
The
Bleeble.
The Bleeble.
The Bleeble.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Bone Swarm. I knew I had a Bone Swarm
stat
block. Was
Bone Swarm what you were going to use for the sponge?
No, that was
it was a different one.
Something else.
Some other kind of skeleton tornado.
Yeah.
This bone swarm fucking slaps. Yeah. Fuck with the bone guys. This is good. Challenge rating 10. We can do this all day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're just gonna abandon them in the night.
We are gonna abandon them. If you abandon them, you're gonna have to abandon me.
Oh my God, dude. You see?
Well, I'm sleeping in the back.
Don't worry, I'll glue him into the buggy and we'll fucking God. Take off.
And I'll never forget.
Neither will I.
This is gonna be the like the separating arc of the group.
Yep.
Like, this is where we cross paths. We have to go our different ways now.
The mid show split of like, and then Toluga wandered into the desert with the bone crabs.
I come back 30 episodes
riddled with bone disease,
riding a giant fucking crab.
He forgot how to speak common. He just speaks bone crab. He's become feral.
Clicking his flippers.
Part of his bleep bleep pill.
I'm surfing the bone wave.
Surfing the bone wave.
It's how I travel through the desert.
That sounds like how an 80s douchebag would say how much pussy gets.
Oh my God.
Mark, for the love of God, take us out. End on a high note. We're not stopping at this one.
All right, guys. You're not going to listen anyway, so fuck it. Do whatever you want. We're all going to get bone disease! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.